Hello in radio, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. And here's a bit of Finnish.
Radio Suomi Pop. Kaikkea parasta. Jo 15 vuotta.
When you're developing an app for your radio station, like that one, Radio Suomi Pop, it's really easy to get away with as little as possible. A live stream, a big logo, maybe some now-playing information, job done, get it in the App Store. However, the Finnish media company Nelonen Media set their target a little higher when they built their new app called Supla.
Supla on kaikkien äänien appi.
They put all their radio stations in there, live and on demand. They own a TV channel too and realized that they could put selected TV shows as audio within the app. And you could easily do this with things like American Idol, for example, or most game shows. And then they added additional live audio channels, like extra sports commentaries. Then it gets more interesting still, because they've invested in their own Supla original content that you can only get within the app. And one of them, a book show, has already had over 1 million listens. Now that's not bad for a country with only 5.4 million people in it. Flushed with that success, they're adding audiobooks as well as independent podcasts. And this marks the real difference between Supla and other radio apps, because, as they say, it isn't a radio app. Instead, it contains everything audio that listeners wish to consume. On a more technical level, there are obvious but regularly missed things. There's a history of what you've heard, so you can go back to stuff you've heard before and carry on. You can make your own playlists of content you want to listen to. And when you get to the end of one episode, it'll automatically play the next one for you. Monetization is through targeted advertising, both geo-targeting and registration data. And they plan to use the app to test new formats and ad-free subscription models too. Supla was launched in November last year, and so far it's more than doubled the use of on-demand content that the company makes available. So what more could you put in your radio app? Are there local podcasts you can partner with? What other assets can you use? It's interesting to think about what you can do if you can escape the transmitter mindset, and instead think about the content you have and how you can best use it for your audience. You can get my newsletter at james.crid.land, and until next time, keep listening.